The Gaon Shalom opened Eretz Yisrael once again to Bnei Chutz La'aretz this past Thursday. So I look forward to Mitzvah to flying to Eretz Yisrael tomorrow afternoon on behalf of Yeshiva. I look forward to spending time over the next week and a half or so where the many of our Beth Abraham boys are learning Eretz Yisrael across 10, 12 different yeshivas. Many other Mirtz Hashem present and future Talmidei HaYeshiva. So please let me know if there's some way I could be helpful. Please let me know. The Israeli phone number will be going out. The American phone number will still be WhatsApp. Time zone difference certainly means that you should feel even more comfortable than you already do calling in the middle of the night. The curious medrash that connects a very famous pasuk in Parshas Bishalach with a pasuk at the end of Parshas Shmos. And it's a strange sort of, at first glance, very strange sort of connection. The medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu did a chet and he fixed the chet with the same word. Va'az chata uva'az tikin. He was over Avera. He made a grave error with the word az, and he fixed it with the word az. The fix, obviously, is az yashir Moshe, which introduces a shir sayam. The chet is one of the closing psukim of Parshas Shemos, right? When things look like they're falling apart. Moshe Rabbeinu has just gone to Paro for the first time, and it seems to have been an epic failure. He went to Paro to ask for freedom, and if anything, things have only gotten worse. Now Paro is cracking down even more. May Oz Basi El Paro, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Ribbono Shel Olam, you sent me to Paro, and look, may Oz from when I came to Paro, hey Rala Mazeh, it's just gotten worse. What do you want of me? I'm just digging us deeper into the hole. So that was the chet. It was Chote Ba'az, Oz Basi El Paro, is masakin with Oz Yashir Moshe. Not Peshra Advarim. If he would have used a different word when he was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Parshas Shmos, so he would have to have used a different word, like, well, what's the connection? What does this mean? It has to be deeper than just that one word that Moshe happens to have used. Over the course of Friday night, I had a chance to share with some of you something that came to mind then about Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. And the connection, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, the first line is about Shabbos. And we associate that Mizmor HaShabbos, although from the second pasuk and on, there's not a mention of Shabbos. So we're discussing at the time that perhaps it's not only, as Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky suggests, in his writings on Chumash, that perek, which is all about tzaddik v'ralo, looking at the ups and downs of life that are sometimes in the moment confusing, trying to step back and make sense of them. Not only is Rabbi Yaakov writes that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, he suggests, during the years in Mitzrayim when they had Shabbos off, for the Jews to learn on Shabbosos and to help them deal with our own tzaddik v'ralo. He suggests Eov also, perhaps was authored by Moshe Rabbeinu at that time. One could suggest it's not only a question that it was written for those Shabbosos, but that's the role of Shabbos in general. The role of Shabbos has always been, from Sheshem Ebreishis, 6 days of doing, and then a day to step back and stop doing and consider what has been done. Consider what has been done, consider what we need to do, consider our own masim over the past week and our plans for the future, and to put into perspective HaKadosh Baruch Hu's masim, to be able to step back and look at the bigger picture, as we do over the course of Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Mm-hmm. Rav Zevin suggests in his drashas on Chumash that that's perhaps what's going on here as well. It's not just that Moshe happens to use the word Oz. Oz means then. In other words, any time but now. Oz could be past, or Oz could be future. But it's any time but now. May Oz basi el paro, Moshe's chet was that he just saw the here and now. He says, from the moment I came to Paro for the last few minutes, few hours, few days, look, things have only gotten worse. And he wasn't able to see at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu perhaps is making the Shibud stronger now so that 210 years will count as 400, so that we'll get out before we get into deeper into the Sha'arei Tumah, and so on and so forth. At the moment, Moshe Rabbeinu's chet was just looking at that snapshot in time. The tikkun was Az Yashir Moshe, not just the word Az. But the Gemara understands that Az Yashir Moshe is, why is it Az Yashir? Then he will sing. Then he sang. They sang it then. That was a past historic event. So the Gemara says no, but they were singing about the Yeshua from Mitzrayim, but they were singing much more. They were singing about the future. The Gemara, as a matter of fact, says that's one of the references in Chumash to Tchiyas HaMesim. This is a song that began then is going to continue on and on and on and on. And he goes on to suggest that perhaps it even explains Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe avdo oz yarshu Moshe that hemshech ha'psukim in this week's parsha. They had emuna in HaKadosh Baruch and Moshe Rabbeinu. It's an odd term to use if it's what they just saw. They're seeing Nisan. Emuna usually is expanding from what you see to what you don't see. And so Rav Zevi suggests that the Hemshech HaPsukim works beautifully. Vayaminu b'Hashem Moshe avdo, Klal Yisrael at that time were growing in the way that Moshe Rabbeinu had grown. They're able to see what they saw. They're able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu at work in the moment. They're able to project it, leverage that awareness of the present into an understanding about the future. To be people of Oz. To be people who live beyond the here and now. And the Klal Yisrael at that moment were able to take the incredible Gilui Shechina that was extraordinarily intense and incredibly temporary, but say we already are equipped to use this moment of awareness at Kriyas Yamsuf to begin to put past tsaros into perspective and to build our emuna to deal with future events as well.